The Congo Square New World Rhythms Festival. This is the fifth season for this, correct?
Yes, it is, but it's kind of a fresh start for us. As you know, and as I'm sure your listeners know, the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Foundation is the nonprofit that owns the Jazz Fest. And our mission in life is to use the money from Jazz Fest and other monies that we raise for year-round programs in the areas of education, economic development, and cultural enrichment. Crazily enough, there was not a festival to celebrate Congo Square. So we thought that would be a job for us. Now, I should point out, of course, that the very first Jazz Fest took place there.
So give us an idea. It's the festival itself is March 24th and 25th. There's a lot of activity around it, but kind of give us an idea of what happens on
those
days.
So the festival is March 24th and 25th, Saturday and Sunday. It starts at 11 a.m. both days. It'll start with drum circles in the traditional fashion. On the Saturday will be an African drum circle, and the Sunday will be a Latin drum circle. So we're really trying to highlight, in addition to our African ancestry, we want to pay very close attention to our Latin influences as well. So there's a lot of Latin music involved with this festival, as well as African music. Headlining the festival on Saturday from the Congo is a guitar player named Diblo Dibala. And I've been a fan of this guy for 20 years. He is one of the inventors of this style of music called soukous. And he plays the electric guitar in this incredibly lyrical, high-pitched, chiming way. It's almost like the electric guitar version of the kora, but it's really effervescent rhythms, and it's really made for dancing. Also, I want people to know, is a band that has never been to New Orleans before from Cuba called Interactivo. And this is a 13-piece band of young folks from Havana who play just straight-up salsa in the perfect traditional way, but with a really cool modern hip-hop influence. So it's really, really great stuff. They were a huge hit at the Havana Jazz Festival this year, and thanks to our partnership with an organization here in town called Cuba Nola, we're able to bring them to New Orleans. So very excited about that.
Cool.
What about Sunday?
Sunday. Okay, that's also going to be very exciting. So on Sunday, we pivot a little bit toward Latin America, and then we get into straight-up New Orleans. And we hear the evolution of the rhythm and how it has adapted itself in the new world. So we'll start with the Stooges Brass Band performing traditional New Orleans second line music. And then we have a Conscious Hip Hop Summit featuring three really outstanding artists, D1, Truth Universal, and Nesby Phipps, who are all really, really great rappers and very clever in the things that they convey. And then finally, we'll close it out with an incredible show, a once-in-a-lifetime experience, the Rebirth Brass Band, performing on stage with one of the pioneers of this special style of rap that emerged in New Orleans known as Bounce. And that group is called Partners in Crime, and they have been together for 20 years. And there will also be a few guest artists performing with them as well. DJ Jubilee, who is also one of the pioneers of this New Orleans bounce sound. So it kind of all comes together in a big jam session to celebrate the evolution of this rhythm into the contemporary context.
So it really is in keeping with the tradition of Congo Square, the multicultural influences all coming together.
Very much. And we're really excited about it.
There's also a couple of other pretty interesting things going on. One of them is the Tom Dent Congo Square Symposium. Tell us what you're going to be talking about. Who's
sure
going to be involved?
I'd love to. It's a lecture series that focuses on issues of the African diaspora and sometimes how culture interacts with the modern world and such things as commerce and related subjects. This year, we are bringing back to town somebody who spoke for us several years ago and was so incredible that we wanted to bring him back. He's a professor from Yale University named Robert Ferris Thompson. And he is going to discuss this notion of art emerging as an expression of almost as a prayer, as seeking help from the gods. And these cultural traditions, as you would call them now, have somehow managed to travel across space and time that you can see very direct continuity on the streets of modern-day New Orleans to these things that we'll call cultural expressions that happened thousands of years ago an ocean away. And there are other speakers and other things that will be discussed, and all the information is online at congosquaretalks.info.
And if that weren't enough, you guys are going to be busy this weekend.
Yes.
There's also something that just looks, you know, when you say, oh, I got to see that. I think this falls in that category, which is the high school brass band contest. Tell us how that works.
Very excited about this one. This is a brand new initiative of ours. So we launched this program. It's called Class Got Brass. And it is a brass band competition for Louisiana middle schools and high schools. And there are some relatively simple guidelines. The bands can be no larger than 12 pieces. Other than that, they have, you know, relatively carte blanche. We also have a list of traditional New Orleans brass songs and also some more contemporary songs. Mm-hmm. As part of their performance, they have to play three of that list. So that's another requirement. And as extra credit, they can bring along a group of dancers or steppers like you would see in a traditional second line parade, mm-hmm. but no more than six. And so we put together an incredible group of celebrity judges. So Trombone Shorty, Troy Anders is going to be a judge. Shamar Allen, Ben Jaffe from Preservation Hall, and a number of other folks are going to be judges. So the winning school gets a gift certificate for band instruments for their school band program worth $10,000. And since we'll be using a retailer that will procure the instruments at a wholesale rate, we'll basically be able to double the money. Right. So we'll get $20,000 worth of instruments for 10 grand. Second place school gets $6,000 worth of instruments, and the third place school gets $4,000 worth of instruments. So the Jazz and Heritage Foundation is ponying up 20 grand. So it's really, I think it's a neat way to try to move the culture forward.
It's the Congo Square New World Rhythms Festival. It'll be taking place March 24th and 25th. Another thing you'll have to put on your calendar here in New Orleans to check out. Sounds like a great lineup and a thoughtful lineup putting this together to look at the intersection of different culture and musics and kind of what Congo Square is all about.
We certainly hope so. I should mention briefly that there are a number of other events going on as well surrounding the festival that some of which we're producing, some of which we're not. There's an African dance concert the evening of Saturday, March 24th at Tulane University's Dixon Hall. That's free to the public. There is also a festival of sacred music that the New Orleans Healing Center is doing in the evenings of March 24th and 25th. At Tulane, there's going to be a film screening of a documentary that shows a comparison between funeral traditions in Ghana and New Orleans at 7 p.m. So we've wrapped them all up and given everybody all the web links and the details and the dates and times at congosquarerhythms.com. So that's where all the information is.
It's the Congo Square New World Rhythms Festival. Scott, thank you so much. And sounds like a great event.
Thank you very much.